Right, sitting here at our small white desk in the middle of the newsroom is Dina Abu-Ghazaleh from BBC Monitoring, a Middle East specialist, with me. Talk to me a little bit about what has been said in the region so far, and I'll bring you right up to that green microphone.
Yes, so the traditional media across the Arab world is still preoccupied with discussing the aftermath of the Medina attacks that took place on last Monday. However, the few comments observed can be divided into two. One opinion saying that this report is quite symbolic. It cannot move the clock arms backwards. The damage has been done and nothing can be changed, in fact. Another opinion was admiring the keenness of holding officials accountable for their actions even after they have been left their posts, and actually called for implementing this with the Arab leaders who were ruling at the time. On social media, again, we're seeing more and more comments coming after the report came out, but still hundreds though. However, again, there are different trends. One is calling for Blair's trial, and some even are saying we do not need a report to know that Blair is guilty and that should be put on trial.
That's interesting, Dina, and I'll tell you why, because the reaction I've been speaking about, some of it coming in from Tony Blair, the former Prime Minister, he says the report should lay to rest allegations of bad faith, lies or deceit. This is a statement issued by his office. Whether people agree or disagree with my decision to take military action against Saddam Hussein, I took it in good faith and in what I believe to be the best interests of the country.
The sentiment is quite different in the Arab world. The Arabs believe that the establishment of the formation of what came to known as Islamic State was actually one of the offshoots of the Iraqi invasion. If that had not taken place, we would not have ended in that mess. At the time when the Arab Spring started in 2011, there were even at the time opinions saying had they left Iraq, maybe the people would have protested against Saddam Hussein on their own rather than having a foreign intervention. Whether there's still people share the same sentiments now after what the not very positive consequences of what has been known at the time of the Arab Spring, we do not know, but this was the sentiment. And still not being, people are still not receiving what happened in 2003 with positive. They're seeing it as a negative thing.
There has been the press conference taking place of the UK families. They were the